Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I mean, we're not talking over this for a second, obviously, right? What is this? Okay, I was about to say, is this like karaoke version? Am I not going to get some MJ going here?
It's a long version. It takes it a minute. Oh,
yeah,
to
just
make
sure.
Yeah.
I didn't get like the intro, the creepy laugh. I was like, if you need me to sing it, I'm down.
I'm game. I mean, in the longer version, that happens in the middle. It doesn't. I know.
There's an intro to it, wasn't there?
No, you're talking about Vincent Price. That happens like at an interlude near the middle or end of the song. Yeah.
Well, let's enjoy.
He never got
we?
Paid for that, and was very upset about it too.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Happy Halloween, my friends. We have got a scary good show for you today. Thanks. Worked on that one all morning. We do have a show lined up for you today because it is the, of course, hashtag Friday Football Fiesta. A lot of the football to talk about. Before we get there, so I have to tell you about a bit of a conundrum I stumbled into last night because as I was going through the ideas for Halloween costumes, which I ended up where I am, and we're going to talk about that here in just a minute. But before we talk a little bit, and if you want to come hang out on the Halloween party, the live stream is up right now at facebook.com/thefanupstate. The Fan Upstate on YouTube, The Fan Upstate on Twitch, The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Twitch. That's it. Fan Upstate on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. I'll get there eventually. So last night, actually, not even last night. Yesterday, I spent the entire gosh darn day driving from Halloween store to Halloween store for a reason. If you come to the live stream, you will notice that the great one has broken out down to the purple gloves, has broken out an OG WrestleMania 1 Undertaker today. Got the makeup, got the tie, got the big hat, got the, I mean, full out all the way. Bravo, well done. So, very early this week, either Sunday or Monday, I don't remember, it doesn't matter. Knowing what Alonzo's costume was for today, Rob Brown decided, you know what, who needs to like save for retirement or whatever? So Rob Brown went, and Rob Brown ordered a full-size, custom, top to bottom, down to and including the boots, Kane outfit, like OG Kane, like Big Red Machine Kane, like mask and everything, Kane outfit.
By God, that must be Kane.
I was ready to roll. And then yesterday, at about 6:45, 7 o'clock in the morning, I got an email that said, your order has been delayed. It will arrive Saturday afternoon around 1 p.m. And I said, that's obviously not good enough for me. So I spent about 6 to 7 hours yesterday driving to every place in the city, in the greater metropolitan area, going, do you have and can you get a full-size Kane costume? And there were two reactions. Reaction one was people going, no, but dude, that would actually be really cool. Yeah, no, I agree. That's why I'm here asking you for it, individual. Or number two, cane? Like a candy cane? Or like, do you need like a cane for a vampire outfit? Like, what do you mean here? And me having to show pictures of a 6'9" tall, gigantic man in a red and black fire suit with a gimp mask on, effectively.
I just realized we actually interviewed him. I forgot about that.
We did. Yeah. Kane is on the Rob Brown Show, Armada Stable, for sure. So I spent hours looking for it because I wanted to hit the surprise on Lonzo of a full Brothers of Destruction here on the show.
Dude, that would have been great.
I know. I agree. I was in. I am not going to tell you how much money that I spent on that Kane costume. It was a lot. It was enough that I'm not going to tell this story again later when the wife wakes up, because she might have gotten mad at that. So instead, since O broke out the OG WrestleMania 1 Undertaker, I decided, well, let's 88 in the DeLorean ahead a couple of years and broke out the I'm American Badass all dressed in black, the American Badass version of the Undertaker, which will include throughout the day hitting the fist, the raised fist. It's gotta happen. So we're hanging out on the live stream. It's a Rob Brown Show Halloween party on the show today. It is also a hashtag Friday Football Fiesta. Can I tell you how nice it is that Halloween's on a Friday? That's nice. That's a nice thing for us. Okay. A lot we gotta get to, a lot we gotta talk about. We've got an entire weekend of football to break down. We've got World Series Game 6 tonight, if necessary. World Series game number 7 is tomorrow evening. Both of those games in Toronto, Canada. So we'll get into some picks, predictions, prognostications, and projections about that later on in the show. Cade Klubnik officially listed as probable for Clemson's game tomorrow. Tomorrow, I love you tomorrow. You're only a day away game against the Dukies, the Duke Blue Devils. What impact does that make? I got to tell you. And we'll talk about this a little bit more in depth when we get into the X's and the O's, the Jimmys and the Joes later on in the radio show. I don't know how much of a huge difference it makes, man. I don't know how big of a difference that it makes. I'd like it to make a big difference. I just don't know how much it's going to. Christopher Vezina last week, I think, was better than most of us expected him to be. Again, this was a cat who has gotten some spot play in weeks leading up to the game last week. Not last week, week before last, you know what I mean. But leading up to the SMU loss, this was a cat who took a lot of and I think justified criticism from Clemson fans. Like, is this the future? It does not look like it out of the gate. And again, I think the part of the reason I say that, because we did get some folks who said, well, wait a minute, Rob Brown, like it was his first game as a starter. True, it was. But if you are the heir to the quarterback throne at Clemson, I think we have to acknowledge that you were out there spinning the bean against the worst pass defense in the Atlantic Coast Conference. I think we have to acknowledge that you were out there spinning the bean against the, what was it, fourth or fifth worst offense in college football, my dudes. I think that is something that has to be taken into consideration. So I don't know how much stock I do or do not want to put into Chris Vezina. But he played well in that game. Then I look at Cade Klubnik coming back. Do I think that Cade Klubnik would have been better than Christopher Vezina? I certainly hope so. That would be why he is the starter. But the problem to me in that game, I don't necessarily know that the problem was Christopher Vezina in the offense. This game particularly against Darian Mensah specifically. If your defense is not good, if your front seven doesn't look like the group of NFL players that we were all told that they are, that's where you're going to get into problems. That's where you're going to get into trouble. And I think that that is what we're going to hang on quite a bit today. So we got that coming up for you later in the show. We had a theory that we floated yesterday about the Gamecocks of South Carolina. I said yesterday, and I stick by it, I very much believe that South Carolina has enough positive matchups around the football field that they can win on the road against Ole Miss. I genuinely believe that there are enough spots around the football field that South Carolina either has a matchup advantage based on what we saw last week against Alabama. Couple of spots where they have a matchup advantage. I think there are a few spots where we have seen weaknesses out of Ole Miss. I referenced the one loss that they suffered against Georgia. Some other games where it took them a while to really get going. Again, they did beat the hell out of Oklahoma last week, who beat the hell out of South Carolina the week before that. But I think there are enough weaknesses that this is a team I look at and I go, it is an upset alert game. I want to be clear, it is absolutely an upset if South Carolina wins. That is not a question mark. That is a statement of fact. But I think that there's enough on your side that I could absolutely say this feels like a potential upset alert game for me. But the one thing that prevents me from doing so is the fact that I don't trust Mike Shula in this spot. I wish I did. I wish I could. I'd love to be able to, but I don't. And the reason we brought this up yesterday was the conversation that we had with Lulu Kessin. And I pointed out to her, I'll point it out again, probably point it out again later when we talk about this game more extensively. For 3.5 quarters, South Carolina looked like they were running a new and different offense. And it wasn't dramatic. In fact, if you didn't really dive into and pay attention to the games leading up to that game, I think it would be somewhat relatively obvious, or maybe not obvious to many of you, what happened in that game. You had different blocking strategies. You had different approaches to moving the football. There was a lot of movement. There was a lot of trickeration. There was a lot going on in that game that I think if you weren't really diving into it, you may not have caught all of it. And then we got into the fourth quarter of that contest. And then we got into the part of that game where what happened mattered a lot. And what did we get out of that spot? But it felt to me like they regressed and went right back to the systems, the tactics, the strategies that did not work in all of the games leading up to that game. And I think that there was something to be said about what happened there. So with that on the table, I would like to put South Carolina Ole Miss as an upset alert for the game. I think the matchups are there. I think that if we see the coaching that we saw in the first 3.5 quarters against Alabama, I think that there are some spots you can take advantage of. Ole Miss is not the team that has the talent like an Alabama does. They're not a team that is talent-wise. And again, I like this team. It's a good team. But they have effectively relied on Trinidad Chambliss to do for them what Lenora Sellers did last year at the end of the year for South Carolina. That is, be special. Put the cape on the outside, put the underoos on the outside, and go be Superman, man. What is the strength of South Carolina's defense? Pass rush. It's the front seven. It's the ability to prevent quarterbacks from getting outside of the pocket. It's the ability to speed up the game for quarterbacks. That is, to beat a guy like a Trinidad Chambliss, that's what you have to do. And I think that you've got the talent and the ability to pull it off, but you are going to have to do two things. Number one, you're going to have to be perfect, as we have mentioned. And number two, I do genuinely think you're going to have to play the first three quarters and a half of the Alabama style of South Carolina football, not fall back to everything else you did before and what you did in the final 3-4 minutes of the Alabama game. So we're going to get into the X's and O's of that later on. We also have a lot of news out of the Carolina Panthers camp. Yesterday, Bryce Young was listed as a full participant in practice, which is very interesting because the injury that Bryce Young was battling was initially listed by the Panthers as a high ankle sprain. A high ankle sprain is an injury that takes a while to get back from. We're talking 3 to 5 weeks at the fastest. It takes a while to get back from that type of injury. He was apparently a full participant, at practice yesterday. And while the Panthers have not issued a status update on his availability for the game this Sunday against the Green Bay Packers, all the indications are that he's a go. That Bryce Young is going to have missed 1 week. That's interesting. But there's also some bad news. The bad news is that Brady Christensen, his season is over. He is now officially on the injured reserve. They had to do some tests and whatnot. Turns out that the injury he sustained in the game last week against the Buffalo Bills is a ruptured Achilles. He is done for the year, shut down. So now, what was a hodgepodge offensive line where guys were having to be moved around a little bit, now it's going to have to be a little bit more permanent. Coming up at 8:40 this morning, Rashad Beard, the host of the Panther Nation podcast, is going to pull up. We'll talk to him. We'll get his thoughts on BY. We'll get his thoughts on Brady Christensen and where the Panther offensive line goes from here. Oh, by the way, a lot of rumors swirling right now that Chuba Hubbard is a trade target for at least one team that is willing to potentially pay some money to make it happen. By money, I mean draft picks, etc. Apparently, the Patriots are very interested and have made multiple calls to the front office of the Carolina Panthers questioning the availability of Chuba Hubbard to join that team. So that's going to be something that we follow very, very closely because of a few things. Number one, Rico Dowdle has been good. We know that. Last two games, not as good as we wanted to. Not as good as the first two games. At the same time, we also think, Zoe and I both do, dude did not get the rock enough the last two games. Yeah, I can't have Chuba Hubbard having 6, 7, 8 more carries than him in any given game the way he's been playing.
You eliminate controversy and you get something out of it, more than likely.
Yeah.
And I think Chuba Hubbard would do well with the Patriots.
I think he is the type of runner that would fit in very well there. I completely concur with that take. I think there's a lot of truth to that. I think the other thing that is the most interesting about this is the question mark, do we trust Rico Dowdle to be able to be the full season back? Because this is a guy who, as much as we don't like it, as much as it kind of makes it difficult, this is a cat who has struggled with injuries throughout the course of his career. He's been banged up a lot, dating back to South Carolina. He has struggled with injuries throughout his entire career. And if that is the case, then the question mark becomes, do you feel like you can trust him enough that you would send Chuba Hubbard away? Would you send Chuba Hubbard away and put all of it on Rico Dowdle to carry this team? And then what happens if he does go down again? You are effectively gambling. Do we want to risk our ability to potentially go win the NFC South if Tampa Bay struggles without their top two wide receivers? They didn't last week against New Orleans, but New Orleans is bad. Do you sacrifice that? Do you risk that in order to pick up a bunch of capital for next year and a trade of Chuba Hubbard? Or do you say, no, we need both these guys just in case the division opens up? We'll talk about that later on in the radio program. We got to get some baseball in here, as we mentioned. We'll get some NASCAR in here. The championship's going to be handed out this weekend. Rashad Beard at 8:40. Moving the Chains at 9 o'clock to set you up for the high school weekend. Denton Day at 9:20 to set you up with his thoughts on the national college football scene. All that and more coming up as we roll on through the four most electrifying hours of sports talk entertainment. This is the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great Melonzo, and you. 844-326-3663. That is the Spartanburger, the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. That is also the number to call in and be a part of the show this morning. Brad in Woodruff texted the show. Said, still ticked about Rattler being pulled with a surrounding cast. He would be elite. Yeah, I'm in the same boat, Brad. And I'll talk about this very briefly because I do know that while this is, outside of me, not a big New Orleans Saints area, I do know that. You college folks, you like to pull for your guys when they get to the league. I get that. I like that. I understand it. I've also pointed out a lot of times that the more guys you send to the league who are successful, the better it makes your program look. And in an age where, you know, recruiting is as important as it's ever been, player acquisition, tier one. To have guys that go to the league and are successful it's a big exclamation point to the next generation of players that believe and maybe are labeled as they come out of high school, future NFLers. I am not thrilled about the loss of Spencer Rattler's starting job either. That being said, unfortunately, the National Football League, it kind of works that way. I do not believe that Spencer Rattler was taken out of the QB1 role and replaced with Tyler Shuck because Spencer Rattler doesn't have the ability to be good in the NFL. I think it was done for two reasons. The first is you spent a second-round draft pick on Tyler Shuck. You just want to know what you got, right? And this is an ideal spot to make the shift for the football team. Because Tyler Shuck gets to make his start against not an easy part, but probably one of the easier parts of the schedule for this team. Granted, you're going and sending him, and I don't love sending him to his first start on the road at the LA Rams. But after that, it's the Panthers, Falcons, and Dolphins. Now, I don't know. The Panthers are a big question mark. We'll see what they are with Bryce Young back under center. It was last week a result of Andy Dalton, by the way, who announced yesterday, got a broken thumb, didn't tell the team about it. Now, I don't know how much that impacts the game.
This sounds like a trend that's starting to happen where a lot of people are breaking things or injuring themselves and not telling.
Yeah, anybody. I mean, and again, like, I don't love it, but I understand it. Think about it from the perspective of Andy Dalton. What happened last year? You got the start, you went in there, you played well enough that the only thing that took you out of the QB1 role was a car wreck that you got injured with. So if you're Andy Dalton and you get named QB1 and you know you've got a broken freaking thumb, you're going to try to go out there and gut it out, because if you can go out there and go for, you know, 310 yards and three passing touchdowns and you beat the Buffalo Bills, even if BY is like mostly ready next week, Dave Canales might say, yeah, well, I mean, this guy kind of aced it last week. We're gonna ride him one more weekend, right? So I get it. It's not great. It's not ideal, but I get it. I can't tell you the number of days that I have worked sick, days I should not have come in or done the show, primarily because I know that the boss probably gets 50 demos a day from people who want to do this job. And there's going to be statistically at least a few of them who are better at this than I am. So I don't want to risk being out, somebody stepping in the reserve role and taking my damn job. I get it. So, I don't know what Carolina is. We'll talk to Rashad Beard about that coming up in a little over 2 hours from now. I don't know what the vibe is there for the Carolina Panthers. I don't know if they're good. I don't know if they're bad. There's still a question mark to me. We have seen games that they look like they can beat anybody. We've seen games where they look like anybody can beat them. But for now, they are not the most impressive team on the Saints schedule. Then they've got Atlanta, who just lost to Miami. Then they've got Miami, who got blown up last night by the Ravens. We'll get to that coming up in a few minutes as well. So what you're doing with Tyler Shuck here is you're saying, all right, we're going to take you out to LA. We're going to throw you into the fire for your first start. Then, once you've got thrown into and come out of the fire of the LA Rams, then you've got, at Carolina, back home against Atlanta, on the road at Miami. We are going to give you those three games. Let's see what you are as an NFL quarterback. Let's see what you are as a number 2 draft pick. Because our draft strategy by next year is going to be influenced by that. The question mark is going to be, does Tyler Shuck come out there, command the offense? If this dude comes out and he just eclipses what Spencer Rattler did as QB1 for New Orleans, then you go, all right, maybe we do have our guy. Maybe we were right about the 26-year-old rookie. Maybe we were right. Maybe we gave him enough time. If he comes out there and he underperforms Spencer Rattler, then you find yourself in a spot where you go, all right, like, do we go back to Rat Daddy one more time? Or do we just say, our next QB isn't on the future? Because here's the reality. I think Spencer Rattler can be a good NFL quarterback. Do I think he can be a great NFL quarterback? I don't know about great. I think he can be good. I think he can be one of those guys that if you build a great team around him, he can be good enough to win the games you need to win. Do I think he's the guy that you say, all right, we just need to build a team to him because he's good enough to elevate everybody around him? No, I don't think he's that. I'm not saying he can't be long-term. But I don't know that Spencer Rattler has necessarily done anything with the football that you look at and you go, that is a definitive franchise guy. I'll put it this way. If the Saints end up with the first, second, maybe third overall draft pick next year, as much as I do not like, scratch that, let me rephrase that. As much as next year's quarterback draft class is not filled up with the names that we thought it was going to be filled up with, there are some names that are interesting as possibilities. There are some names that are interesting as possibilities. If Dante Moore comes out of Oregon, I think he's a possibility. At this point, does anybody doubt Fernando Mendoza? Like, the guy's playing maybe the best quarterback in college football right now if he decides to come out. Hell, the New Orleans Saints could have a roster full of Gamecocks next year. Lenore Sellers. I mean, I got to tell you, I watch this team every weekend. I don't think it's going to come as any great surprise to any of you for me to say, I don't think the lack of numbers for Lenore Sellers is the fault of Lenore Sellers. I think you saw last week what the guy's capable of when you cater the offense to him. If I'm a GM, I'm going to have a real difficult time passing on a guy that 6'3", 240, moves like him, is damn near impossible to tackle, and has got a cannon for an arm when he's on the run. Like, the guy, to me, quite literally has every element of the game that I'm looking for. And if the rest of the NFL is out on him because of Mike Shula's game plan, which I believe is the case, again, like maybe I can trade down to 7, 8, 9, 10. I've seen a couple of draft predictions where Lenore Sellers is like a late first round pick, early second round pick. Man, if I can trade down to 9, 10 and get him, I'm good with that. I would give a run at Lenore Sellers as a franchise quarterback. A lot of what's being said about Lenore Sellers, very similar to what was said about Cam Newton. Like, we don't know if he can get through his progressions. We don't know if we really trust him to read and react to a defense. Man, if the dude take off and run like him, I don't need him to be perfect at that. We can work on that. So, you know, the point here is, I get it. I'm with you, Brad. It bothers me a little bit that they are dropping Spencer Rattler when the offensive line has been A, injured, B, it's just not that good anyway. When Alvin Kamara is unfortunately a shadow of his former self. When, I'm going to say this, Chris Olave looks completely checked out right now. Like, he just looks checked out. Hey, if I'm open, I'm open. But if I'm not, like, I'm not going to bust it to get there. Like, he just looks checked out. In fact, the only thing it looks like you have right now is Raheed Shaheed, who is a speedster and a good wide receiver. But guess who is rumored to be on the trade block right now? Olave and Shaheed, your top two wide receivers. So the reality is the Saints, I think, even Mickey Loomis, who is refused to go rebuild for a couple of years now, I think you may be getting to the point where you go, it's just not an option. Like, we're going to suck. The question is, are we going to suck intentionally to rebuild, or are we just going to suck and think we can figure it out? And as much as I love Rat has not stepped up to, and it's not on him, it's not exclusively on him, but he has not jumped off the page as, that guy's a franchise. Like, that guy's the future of the franchise. Hey, I think he's going to be a great backup quarterback. I think there is a chance that if you built a great team around him, he could be good enough. But the Saints are nowhere near building a good team around him that he can just go be good enough, right? I think you could take a guy like Rattler. I think you could dump him into a team like Kansas City. It's got talent everywhere, and he could be good enough. I think you could take Spencer Rattler. I think you could dump him into, I don't know, Dallas, and I think he'd be good enough. I think there's a lot of spots he'd be good enough. It's just not New Orleans, and that's not a him problem. That's a franchise problem. But if he's not good enough to be the guy that you go, you can carry a mediocre team to greatness as opposed to a great team carrying a mediocre quarterback to greatness, if that can't be him, and I just don't think he's that guy, then I need to know what I have in Tyler Shuck. We're going to throw him out there, give him a couple of games, 4, 5, 6 games, and then we'll be able to say, all right, second round pick well spent. All right, we're going to have a backup quarterback that we can trade for a 6th or 7th round pick to add to the rebuild canister. Or, hey, look, we're just going to have to draft somebody inside the top 5 this year. And it may end up with us rolling the dice on Lenore Sellers, Ty Simpson, Carson Beck, No Fear, John Mateer, Garrett Nussmeier. It may result in you drafting a guy that doesn't jump off the page. But neither Rattler has not jumped off the page, and we're about to find out if Tyler Shuck does. So we'll see. Brad, appreciate the text, buddy. 844-326-3663 is the number. If you've got thoughts, you run the show today. I mean, I got plenty to talk about. We got a whole weekend of football. We got the World Series. We got the NASCAR Cup Championship. We got plenty to get to, but you go first on a hashtag Friday Football Fiesta. 844-326-3663. Rob Brown, the great Melonzo, and you. This is the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the Great Milonzo, and you. Join us on our live stream. Facebook.com/TheFanUpstate, The Fan Upstate on YouTube or Twitter, The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Twitch. It is our Halloween extravaganza, which basically means that it's the same show as always, but with scary music, and we dressed up in costume. A couple of undertakers on the show today.
There might be some tricks. I don't know.
That's fair. It is you. That is very fair. So, the National Basketball Association was rocked. We are going to start talking football in the next hour, but this feels to me like a big enough story that it merits a segment. The NBA has been rocked by a betting scandal. We know that Jontay Porter, not terribly long ago, caught the boot permanently from the NBA. We also know that Terry Rozier has been arrested by the FBI for shaving, point shaving, stat shaving, whatever you want to call it. We also know that at least one, Chauncey Billups, NBA personality, in this case the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, has been arrested for being involved with a mafia-run illegal poker game. And apparently, according to reports, has been involved with the mafia. And this is not one of those times where you go, ooh, it's the mafia. Like, the FBI straight up was like, not just the mafia, it's the five families, named them, et cetera, et cetera. So the NBA's got a betting scandal going on, and as much as players getting into trouble, players being arrested, et cetera, et cetera, I'm going to say et cetera a lot in this segment, apparently, as much as that has happened, and as much as that has been an issue for every professional sports league, I genuinely believe that a betting scandal is the biggest threat to the integrity of any league that they could possibly face. Any challenge, not to the integrity of the game from the perspective of fans are going, oh, you know, I can't believe that they're letting this guy who got a DUI play, or I can't believe that this owner is, you know, donating to this political dude I don't like, or whatever. Integrity from the standpoint of, even I, a sports gambler, want to be able to watch a game, with the belief that at any given moment, all 10 guys on the floor are playing the game with a very genuine approach to it. And if there are multiple players getting busted up, and now it's 2 in the past 3 years, which is not a huge percentage, but it's more than you like. If I turn on an NBA game, and as Lonzo pointed out, with Chauncey Billups, with Terry Rozier, with Jontay Porter, if there comes a point in the game where a game is tight and a superstar goes to the bench with in what feels like a critical moment of the game, it would not be ridiculous for people to look and ask the question, is this to have a certain number, Cash? Is this to have a certain number hit? And I even will take it one step further. I understand the concern when you turn on games now. And this is not just a basketball program. This is a problem. This is a football problem. This is a lot of different folks' problems. It started a couple of years ago on a Thursday night in the NFL. And I don't remember what game it was, but I remember that it happened. There was a garbage time, like safety. It was like a weird point was scored in the NFL. And Al Michaels, on the mic calling the game, said there is going to be a large group of people who are very interested in that whatever it was, safety, late, last second, garbage field goal, whatever. A lot of people effectively saying that garbage time point flipped the point spread over, right? Team that was not going to cover now all of a sudden is covering. Gambling has become not prevalent. Gambling has become like everything about even the coverage of sports. Tune in to Fox NFL pregame on Sunday before the Panthers play the Packers. Not only do I have what's-his-face, the bald guy, not Glazer, the other dude, the white dude, Matthew Berry.
Wait, is Glazer not white?
The pale like you are right now white guy, Berry.
All right.
Berry comes on, and Matthew Berry gives like, he's got like a 2-minute segment where he gives you his best parlay and props and this, that, and the other, and they take away from coverage of the game to do this featured segment, the sponsored featured segment. And they're like, and go now to whatever book and use code Berry and get $50 back bet match or whatever. Like, and I get it. It's a huge industry right now. Huge industry. But if you're not a fan of it, if you don't care about it, if you're not on board with it, I can get how you would feel, well, how in the world am I supposed to believe that these books don't have some level of influence when they've got enough influence that NFL pregame shows in the last minutes leading up to kickoff of 6 afternoon NFL games, like they're getting primetime slots here. How am I supposed to believe that there's not some impact? And so when the NBA has Jontay Porter, when the NBA has Terry Rozier, and again, maybe you look and you go, okay, well, Chauncey Billups and Gilbert Arenas and these guys, they were all involved in a illegal poker game. It is more than fair. We've all seen The Sopranos. It is more than fair to say, if you are involved in a mafia gambling ring, is it really far-fetched to believe that when Chauncey Billups wrapped up another rigged poker game and was sitting at the table and they were counting up their boxes of ziti at the end of the night and having a conversation, that one of the guys in Casa Nostra would lean over and go, hey, Chauncey, you know, I may or may not have the Blazers -2.5 tomorrow night. I may have you +7.5. What do you say? What do you say you yank a couple of guys late in that game and let's make sure the under cashes? Right? Like, it's not far-fetched. In fact, I'd be more shocked if that didn't happen than if it did. So there's a lot of concern.
I think the natural progression when you think about this stuff is going there for sure.
Yeah. Like, the premise of And again, this may shock you. I've never been in nor around the mafia. That I'm aware of. That's not true. I went to an Italian joint. I won't say where one time, like here in town, and watched a dude in a full-blown suit walk in and watch the people there set up a screen around his table by himself in the back of the restaurant. Now, maybe this guy's just a guy who comes in and drops a G a night because he really loves their Italian food. But when a couple of other guys show up and walk behind that screen with him, it's like, honey, why don't you finish up that lasagna? We need to GTFO. We got to go, like, rapidly.
You've also spent some time in Spartanburg. Spartanburg Mafia is a real thing.
I mean, do they have, like, the mafia? Or they got, like, a country mafia? And I'm not saying, like, they're not terrifying. I'm just saying it's a different mafia than I think we're talking about here.
Go over, drive around Old Town Spartanburg, where the big houses are.
Okay. So here's why I bring all of this up. The integrity of the league is obviously the most important thing to the NBA and to everybody else. If the integrity of the game itself is gone, so is the sport. Because what I think would end it is not just that fan support would completely disappear, but I think fan support would completely disappear and you would end up in a spot where I think the anti-trade exemptions that the NBA has would go away. Like, Congress would be like, yeah, no, like, if you're going to, if this is a thing that happens, it happens a lot, we're going to open up the door for somebody else to prop up a league that doesn't have that problem. Because if you've got the mafia involved, like, you can't clean that out. What the mafia does is get you involved, they get you to do some illegal stuff, and now they've got you on the hook. Like, you can't get out from under the thumb. And so sometimes the only way to get rid of that is just burn it down.
Wouldn't you think that basketball would be the easiest game to fix?
1,000%.
Yeah.
And that leads to the story that broke yesterday. The NBA, who, and I do want to point out, they did take some steps this past offseason, and now I think it's fair to say, did you do this because you knew what was coming down the pipe, or did you do this because you were like, let's be preemptive? I don't know. But this past offseason, the NBA had a conversation with sportsbooks about the way that they offered certain props. They asked sportsbooks, please do not offer an over-under prop on player fouls, number of times a player fouls. Because that's easily to manipulate, right? If a player knows my foul number is 3.5, I can tell everybody in my life, bet over, go out there and just hack the crap out of people, get to 5. Now the over cashes, and it doesn't impact the game all that much. They had a number of props that they asked the books, please do not offer these. And most of them actually followed that. Most of the books said, okay, you can't bet over under on fouls. There were a few more the NBA asked for, and the books said, no, we're not going to take that off, but what we will do is we will change the way that it's offered. We'll change the way that, like, in real time it's offered, right? So, like, we won't post a guy's over-under free throws made line until the game starts or 5 minutes out or whatever it's going to be. So the NBA is going to be having, over the next few weeks, multiple conversations with their sportsbook partners, their sponsors, effectively. They're going to have a conversation with their partners where they are going to discuss what are the props that are most vulnerable to be manipulated by players and coaches in the NBA, and what are the ways that we can limit their ability to do that. There is a conversation about offering limits on numbers. So you can, let's say, bet on player rebounds, but you can only bet X amount of dollars on them, right? Like, you can only, no matter how big of a fish you are, you can only bet $50 that a guy's going to go over the rebound number. Why? Because it's probably not worth a guy's NBA career, even if everybody he knows can only put $50 on it. Like, nobody's doing that. One of the issues with, to go back to the Terry Rozier situation, the FBI report said that Rozier told a confidant in that game when he was with the Hornets, that is kind of like the centerpiece of this conversation, Rozier told a friend of his that he planned on removing himself from the game due to injury. And the way that this confidant made money was selling that information to bettors. He racked up like $100,000 by telling people, hey, I got a tip, a guarantee, straight from the player. You give me 5G, I'll tell you a prop that is guaranteed to hit tonight. So he took a bunch of people's money. They all went and bet everything under for Terry Rozier. He yanked himself from the game in 10 minutes. None of his overs hit. They all made money. So one of the things the NBA is talking about doing is, do we limit how much even the biggest fish can bet on certain props? Do we get rid of props at large? Do we just not offer props anymore? They don't offer props in college basketball, for instance. At least none of the American books do. And that is by the NCAA's pushing. There are some books that will. Many of them are overseas books, which are available, but you can do it. So I'm curious to see where the NBA goes from here. Adam Silver last week, early this week, was doing either a halftime or a post-game interview. I think it may have been in-game. Now think about it, because there was basketball happening behind him. Was doing an interview with the sideline reporter. And they were firing off a bunch of questions at Adam Silver about the gambling scandal. And Adam Silver sounded completely dumbfounded. Like, he just did not have answers. It was the most flabbergasted that I have ever seen a league commissioner. He just looked completely lost. So two things happened yesterday. The first is that it was announced that the NBA would be having meetings with its sportsbook partners to try to come up with a way to make it either impossible or as difficult as possible for players and coaches to manipulate the lines. The second thing that came through, and this is the one that I'm really interested in, is Congress has called for Adam Silver to come to Capitol Hill. And again, we got to get through the shutdown and all that. But Congress has asked Adam Silver to come testify in front of them about what has happened and what the NBA is doing it to prevent it from happening moving forward. And there is the thought that the NBA could be threatened by Congress. Hey, if you guys don't tell us what happened, how it happened, why it happened, and what you're doing to make it not happen, then maybe your antitrust exemption is going to be threatened for the first time. Maybe we would pull that away from you. And if that was to happen, that could be game-changing. There was a letter from Congress that was drafted. And it was from one member, but it has the support of others saying, you've got to come talk to us so we can figure out what is going to happen moving forward to make this not a thing. Why is Congress involved with sports? Again, antitrust exemption and tens of millions of dollars that other people are not allowed to use, which is not something Congress loves to do. We'll talk more about this later in the show. Hour number two, Friday Football Fiesta. We're getting into all the X's and O's over the weekend. We got a lot of guests coming up later. I'll tell you who they are. All of that and more after Lonzo reads this sports flash completely and entirely in character.
Not going to happen because I will die. Lamar Jackson's return for the Baltimore Ravens led to 28-6 win over the Miami Dolphins, unless I am a character, last night. Jackson completed 18-24 passes for 204 yards and 4 passing touchdowns. Derrick Henry went off for 119 yards on 19 carries as well. Hamstring looks good. Weird. Game 6 of the World Series will begin tonight at 8 o'clock with Yoshinobu Yamamoto towing the rubber for L.A. and Kevin Gausman countering for the Blue Jays. Blue Jays are hoping that George Springer will be available, though it may be a game-time decision. If the Dodgers win, Game 7 will be tomorrow night at the same time. And the Panthers quarterback Bryce Young was listed as a full participant in practice yesterday. The Panthers haven't made a statement about Young's playing status this Sunday against the Packers yet, but you know, it looks like he probably will play. Hour number two coming up next.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.